Hello, and welcome to What You Didn't Hear, the podcast where we dig through history's junk drawer to find the weird, wild, and wonderful events that got completely overshadowed by something louder and flashier. Sure, everyone remembers the moon landing, but did you know someone also patented the first self-filling dog bowl that same day? No? Well, that's what we're here for. Because while the world was busy watching the big stuff, plenty of other strange and fascinating things were happening. They just didn't make the front page. Now let's get into what you didn't hear. Check it out! Back it up! Yeah. Drop it down! Ha. Make it shake! I wanted to start this episode with a little bit of house cleaning now that we're on the third episode of What You Didn't Hear. If you're just finding my baby podcast, welcome, and I hope you stick around for some fun historical factoids. My intention is to keep these episodes between 10 and 15 minutes long. However, I am compiling a list of topics that sound, let's say, more interesting to me. I will dedicate a whole episode to these topics to dive deeper into their details. I would imagine those episodes would be a bit longer of a presentation, but I still need to come up with a standard format of details for those episodes. If you would like to connect with me regarding the show, comment, or other general interactions, the podcast can be found under the same name on either YouTube or Instagram, and links are provided in the episode description. If you would like to see the podcast grow and support my efforts, I would also ask that you share with your friends and leave a review on whichever podcast platform you are using. Thank you, and on with what you didn't hear. While September 3rd marks the official end of the American Revolutionary War in 1783, I think what you didn't hear about September 3rd throughout history will also pique your interest. Kicking off in the year 301, San Marino is founded by St. Marinus. San Marino is known as one of the smallest nations in the world at 23.6 square miles and is the oldest republic still in existence. Pope Gregory I, Bishop of Rome, becomes the Pope in 590. In 1189, Richard the Lionheart is crowned King of England. Immediately following his coronation, false rumors spread that Richard the Lionheart had called for the Jews to be killed, and angry mobs burnt down many homes within the Jewish community of York, and murdered around 30 Jewish people. King Richard ordered that the Jews of England be protected. This, however, did not end the anti-Semitic surge, and more Jews would be targeted in the following years. Now let's hop forward several hundred years to 1650, when the English army under Oliver Cromwell defeated a Scottish force in a surprise attack at the Battle of Dunbar. The Battle of Dunbar was the first major battle of the 1650 invasion of Scotland, which was sparked by Scotland's acceptance of Charles II as King of Britain following the beheading of his father, Charles I, the year before. On the same day, just 8 years later, Oliver Cromwell's son, Richard Cromwell, also known as Tumbledown Dick, fun historical factoid, would succeed his father as Lord Protector of the Commonwealth. In 1683, on September 3rd, Turkish forces would break the defenses of Vienna and enter the city. However, before gaining complete control of the city, a large European relief army would break the siege efforts, and the Holy League, a coalition cavalry, broke the Ottoman ranks and forced their retreat. This defeat at Vienna triggered the end of Ottoman dominance in the region. In 1697, the Treaty of Ryswick is signed, ending King William's war in America between France and the Grand Alliance, which was comprised of England, the Dutch Republic, and the Habsburg Monarchy. In 1709, the first major group of Swiss-German colonists reached North and South Carolina. Led by Swiss nobleman Christoph von Graffenried, the Swiss-German settlers would found New Bern, North Carolina, named after von Graffenried's hometown, Bern, Switzerland. In 1752, a great scandal occurred when Britain and the British Empire, to include the American colonies, would adopt the Gregorian calendar. This would cause the loss of 11 days in the month of September. Civil unrest boiled over and led to the calendar riots, where the people were convinced that 11 days of their lives had been stolen. It should be noted that there is no official record of these riots, and it has been speculated that the reports of the riots may have been satirical commentary on the public's opposition to the adoption of the Romani calendar named for Pope Gregory XIII. It's also very likely that this did occur in some fashion or another. What is clear is that many people were very displeased with the loss of 11 days. A significant event in U.S. history occurs on September 3rd in 1777, when the flag of the United States is flown in battle for the first time at Cooch's Bridge, Delaware. In 1791, the French Constitution is passed by National Assembly, declaring France as a constitutional monarchy. In 1812, the world's first cannery is opened in England to supply food to the Royal Navy and the Royal Army. I'll leave this one at this, but I intend to dedicate a full episode to this topic. Canned food sounds boring on the surface, but if you're a fan of historical factoids, there is a lot of detail behind the first cannery. On September 3rd, 1826, the USS Vincennes, a Boston-class sloop of war, would depart from New York to embark on its voyage to become the first warship to circumnavigate the globe. Ship chaplain Charles Samuel Stewart published a book about the voyage titled A Visit to the South Seas. After almost 4 years, the ship would return to its berth in New York, and 2 days later was decommissioned for repairs. In 1838, Frederick Augustus Washington Bailey escaped slavery disguised as a sailor, using a sailor's uniform and a protection pass identifying him as a free sailor. He learned to speak like an experienced sailor from his work in the Baltimore shipyard, which aided in his escape efforts. After escaping, Frederick Bailey would read a poem by Sir Walter Scott titled The Lady of the Lake and change his name to Frederick Douglass as a symbol of his new life as a free man and as a protection against slave catchers. Frederick Douglass would go on to become a highly important figure in the abolitionist movement and the civil rights movement of the 19th century. In 1878, tragedy falls on a British passenger paddle steamer. The Princess Alice collides with the Bywell Castle in the River Thames and is sunk, claiming 645 souls and marking the worst inland water accident in English history. Jesse James Gang robs the Mammoth Cave stagecoach in Kentucky in 1880. U.S. President Woodrow Wilson signs the Adams Act in 1916, providing an 8-hour day on the interstate railroads and avoids a national railroad strike. In 1935, British racer Malcolm Campbell breaks 300 miles per hour in the Bluebird. The Bluebird was the first automobile to exceed 300 miles per hour at 301.129 miles per hour. This was accomplished on the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah. I was not able to find videos of the Bonneville Salt Flats. However, there is footage of Campbell breaking this record in the Bluebird at Daytona Beach. In 1939, German submarine U-30 sinks British passenger ship SS Athena. 117 civilians are killed, including 28 Americans. And hours later, Britain declares war on Germany. Canadian troops liberate Abbeville, France from German occupation in 1944. French troops liberate Lyon. Holocaust diarist Anne Frank is put on the 68th and last transport train to Auschwitz concentration camp after hiding in an attic in Amsterdam for 761 days. And still in the year 1944, a British tank division frees Brussels. On September 3rd, 1964, Robert F. Kennedy resigns as U.S. Attorney General after the assassination of his brother, and U.S. president. He ran for Senate from New York and won. However, during his bid for the presidential primaries in 1968, RFK was assassinated by Saran B. Saran, a Palestinian living in California. Saran stated that he killed Kennedy in retaliation for statements made in support of military aid to Israel. The RFK assassination is also host to many conspiracy theories, just like the JFK assassination. However, this is not a conspiracy podcast. There are lots of those, and none of them are complete without an episode dedicated to JFK and or RFK. So I won't be going down that road. In 1966, Sunshine Superman by Donovan hits number one. The following year, Sweden officially switches to driving on the correct side of the road, being the right-hand side. In 1972, American swimmer Kina Rothhammer sets the 800-meter swim record of 8 minutes and 53.68 seconds, beating Australian Shane Gould's previous record during the Munich Olympics. 4 years later, in 1976, on September 3rd, Viking 2 successfully lands on Mars, sending the first color photos of Mars' surface back to Earth. In 1981, the longest MLB game in Fenway Park history is suspended after 19 innings. The Seattle Mariners and the Boston Red Sox both deadlocked at 7 points. The following day, the Mariners win 8-7 in the 20th inning. And finally, in 1995, eBay is founded by Pierre Omidyar. And now it's time for Blind Date Through Time, the only dating show where our contestant, you, flirts with mystery and history to find a timeless connection. Here's this week's mysterious profile. Age, 20-something, though time is not always kind. Location, a city of gold and stone caught between heaven and earth. Occupation, keen, tactician, reluctant symbol. About me, they call me the Leper King, but titles reveal only part of the man. Behind the veil is a mind sharper than a blade, a heart both fierce and fragile. I stand between empires, commanding armies, though my body betrays me. Strength is not always flesh. It is vision, will, and the courage to endure. Strengths: brilliant strategist, proven in battle despite the odds. Fierce protector of what I love. Can keep my composure when the world thinks I've already lost. I know how to turn tragedy into legacy. Fun fact: though illness grips my body, it has never ruled my soul or my kingdom.
If you have a guess for who this week's mystery profile is, connect with me on YouTube or Instagram and leave it in the comments.
Thank you for tuning in to What You Didn't Hear on September 3rd through history. If you're just finding this podcast, I hope you enjoyed it and will come back next time. Please leave a review and share with your history intrigued friends. Connect with me on YouTube or Instagram at What You Didn't Hear. Links are provided in the episode description. Until next time, this was What You Didn't Hear.